Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Corral Sports Bar and Grill and Brush reminds all parents, children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which may involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy, and these are very dangerous and deadly. Parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs. Talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. That's from Corral Sports Bar and Grill, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Corral Sports Bar and Grill, 101 Clayton Street in Brush. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pat Wood, and we're going to be talking about what's happening economically. We're going to be talking about the Trilateral Commission. There's nobody who knows more about the Trilateral Commission than Pat. He wrote a couple of books back in the early, I should say, the late 1970s, along with Professor Sutton, Tony Sutton, going into the background of this little group of people who control our nation. Now, I would call them a cabal. There are only, only about 87 of them at the present time who are American citizens in the North American group. There's some Canadians, some Mexicans, but 87 Americans, they control the Obama regime as they controlled the previous Bush regime. And you really need to go to Pat's website, get the list of the members of the North American group of the Trilateral Commission, and specifically those who are American citizens. You'll find the people who control J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, the people who control Goldman Sachs Bank, the people who control Citigroup Bank. All of these banks that created the current economic crisis that's going to destroy your savings, your job, perhaps take away your home, but mainly it's going to destroy our currency. It's designed to destroy the currency. And instead of holding them responsible for what they've done, why, what they're going to do, of course, is simply a massive government spending, rather than putting the people in prison who put out these fraudulent collateralized debt obligations and got phony ratings on them and made trillions of dollars selling them throughout the world. They're going to put this on the back of the American people and destroy the value of our currency. And with that, the pensions and the annuities and the insurance policies and certainly the security of the American people, because their ultimate goal, their loyalty is not to America, but to the internationalist dream, a new world order, a new world economic system, and a new world religion, because these are people are energized, knowingly or unknowingly, from the dark side. And with that as a background, Patrick, thank you so very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me back.
Well, certainly we're living in difficult times, an awful lot of people. It's estimated that maybe up to 10,000 people a day are getting foreclosure notices on their homes. And, of course, this is worldwide. The whole world economic system is collapsing as we sit here quietly in the security of our homes. But what do you foresee happening? Certainly, what part does the Trilateral Commission play in this? Could you perhaps go a little into the background of the Trilateral Commission control of our government and successive administrations and the World Bank and certainly the World Trade representatives and their influence on the Obama regime?
Well, Dr. Stan, the Trilateral Commission was created in 1973 by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski, and they had a specific goal of back then of creating a new international economic order. That was their language, not mine. And They proceeded to work out their policies by working through government executive offices. For instance, they were very instrumental in picking, grooming, and installing Jimmy Carter as president in 1976. They have dominated the top cabinet-level positions in administrations in our country ever since, including the current Obama administration. And we again are raising alarm that that President Obama is merely a continuation of the Trilateral Commission hegemony in our government. He's appointed no less so far, anyway, no less than 11 members of the Trilateral Commission to top cabinet-level positions, and this represents something like 12% of the entire U.S. membership of the Trilateral Commission in our country. So there's great concern for alarm that Obama ran on the his campaign, of course, on the issue of change and hope. Yet there's been no change. There will be no change at this rate, the way it looks. The same people are in control that were in control before, and they're implementing the same policies that were implemented before. So the people giving us solutions today are the ones that have brought the crisis upon us in the first place. It makes no sense. Anger is rising around the world. Demonstrations and riots in the streets have not yet come to America, but I think it's very close.
Well, I think that Sydney... people have to understand it's all a sham. I mean, they run both political candidates, you know. They run John McCain, who certainly attended and spoken at their organizational meetings in the past, and then they put Obama on the front page of Time magazine time after time after time, and then, of course, on the front page of Newsweek magazine time after time after time. I mean, he's built up, he's eulogized, he's repeatedly interviewed on 60 Minutes as this great world leader. They create him. They can create people, or they can simply destroy them. In other words, they never get mentioned by the media. Their ideas are ridiculed and marginalized. And if you control the media, you control who the presidents and presidential candidates are. And that's what they've done for a long period of time, because, as you pointed out, since 1976, when Jimmy Carter, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and his vice president, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission, I think there were only 50 or 60 members at that time, American citizens in the North American group. Since that time, every president and or vice president has been a member of this organization up until the present, of Obama and Biden, but certainly all the key positions in their administration are held by people in this little cabal whose loyalty is not to the United States. There's an intense hatred of America and everything it stands for in the way of freedom. They're part of an invisible government whose dedication is to an international a goal, creating a world government. But aren't they truly a subversive element working within our society? Don't they want to destroy our Constitution and our freedom?
Well, this is the exact course of policy that they've implemented for the last 35 years, is to chip away at U.S. sovereignty so that we are merged into the larger global order that's being created. This is exactly the plan that happened in Europe with the European Union. David Rockefeller himself gave testimony to the fact that early members of the Trilateral Commission were instrumental in creating the European Union. And this is how the individual countries of Europe were schnookered, if you will, into the EU, was by just an incremental approach.
And, of course, now they're moving rapidly towards the consolidation of their power over the whole world. We'll be back in just a moment here with Patrick Wood of the August Review, right here.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Pat Wood. We're talking really about this little cabal. You're never going to read about it in your newspaper. Why? Because they control the newspapers. People control the major media. For instance, the man who controls Newsweek magazine and the Washington Post, Mr. David Graham, member of the Trilateral Commission. People who control Time Corporation. I mean, they're members of the Trilateral Commission. The people who control the wealth of the world, and certainly who control and direct the affairs of this country, and both political parties are members of this little group, and they play games with us. They give us the idea, oh my goodness, we get the Republicans and everything's going to be fine. Republicans get in, they're bigger spenders and do more to undermine the fabric of our society than the Democrats. And then when the Democrats get in, the Republicans are incensed at the terrible activities of the Democrats, and of course, the Republicans are the biggest spenders we've ever had. But understand that it's all a game. They create our reality, and of course, they give us the idea that we have a chance to change it through the electoral process, but they control the electoral process. So you pick up the story there, Pat. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the influence of the Trilateral Commission on the World Bank, on our world trade policies, and certainly how they're able to control our foreign, our monetary, and certainly our Defense Department policies.
Well, our research going way back into the mid to late 1970s show that the Trilateral Commission as a group went after certain positions within our government and other governments of the world as well. But in our government, for instance, the way they've implemented their policies is by dominating these top positions. And just as an example, 6 out of 8 of the World Bank presidents since Jimmy Carter have been members of the Trilateral Commission. 8 out of 10 of the U.S. trade representatives have been members. And then you have 7 out of 12 secretaries of state have been members of the commission over the years. And 9 out of 12 secretaries of defense have been members. And the list goes on. They've virtually dominated the State Department over this period of time because that's where trade policy typically is made, and foreign policy is made in the State Department. And so they have controlled these international elements of our country to completely dominate the trade mechanism and in many cases the political mechanism over the last 35 years. This is how they've done it. And it's been done right under our nose. Nobody's really paid attention to this, but the policies that have been implemented, or created rather, by the task forces that the Trilateral Commission has assembled over the years, these policies have been set into practice by their members who have assumed these high-level positions in our government. And I might also add that just of the presidents and vice presidents who have been members, you have Jimmy Carter, and then you had George H.W. Bush, under Reagan, and then, of course, he assumed the presidency. Bill Clinton and Al Gore were both members of the Trilateral Commission. Dick Cheney was a member. George Bush was not. And in this administration, neither Biden nor Obama are members of the commission. However, Obama resembles, in terms of pattern, resembles Jimmy Carter to the T. He was created, picked and created, apparently, by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was his principal foreign policy advisor during the campaign. And now, as we see, payback time, Obama is surrounded by Trilateral Commission members in his government. No less, as I said before, no less than 11, including Secretary of Treasury Tim Geithner, the Ambassador to the United Nations, the National Security Advisor, the Deputy National Security Advisor, even the Director of National Intelligence, the Assistant Secretary of State. There's five of them, five members of the commission in the State Department right now.
And then
including three of the special officers.
The key positions in the State Department are held by members of this little cabal. I mean, you think that it makes any difference how you vote when you go to the polls? And not that we shouldn't vote. We need to try to take our country back at the local level and get responsible people in the state level who understand what's going on and saying, our state's not going to go along with this, and we're going to simply withdraw from, and we're not going to pay your taxes, and we're not going to obey your laws because you're an illegitimate group. And really, this is a subversive group that controls our government, and the fact that most people never hear about it simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people hear, what they read, what they see on television, and ultimately what they believe. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Pat, because there's nobody who knows more about the Trilateral Commission than our guest this morning. So, Sidney, what are they doing as far as our economic system is concerned?
Well, Dr. Stan, the main thing is, I think, over the last 15, 20 years, the crisis that we have today has been building. It didn't just come upon us out of the blue. It's been building over a period of time. And the people who have been in charge of the trade policies and so on, and the economic policy, have been these very same people. Now, Timothy Geithner, who is Secretary of Treasury, member of the Trilateral Commission, has transferred laterally from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And he is one of the people that actually engineered much of, when he was at the Fed, much of the economic crisis that we have today, yet he has been called in to be the top person to try and steer our country straight. And in the meantime, you have the chairman of the Economic Recovery Committee, which Obama has assembled to get advice and so on, steerage, if you will. The chairman of that committee is Paul Volcker, who was the Federal Reserve Chairman under Jimmy Carter, and also a member of the Trilateral Commission.
In fact, he's the Northern, I believe, the permanent North American chairman of the North American group of the Trilateral Commission.
Exactly.
Here you have
the very same people that created the crisis are now telling us how to manage the crisis and get out of it. Of course, I'm speaking probably a little facetiously right now, and I shouldn't, but the game that they're playing is altogether different than the game we think they're playing. And,
right.
This is what people need to see. They have their own agenda that has nothing to do with what we think. And we have been led to think certain things. We have been encouraged to think certain things through the press and, what they've allowed to be revealed. But the average person on the street has no idea that this group has nothing less in mind than moving us into an international system of socialism. And this is what they're, and I to use the phrase from the old movie, they're hell-bent for leather to do it. They're not stopping for anything. They're boldly moving ahead with their own plans, and Obama is just as complicit as any past president since Jimmy Carter in this takeover, if you will.
And Chris, the thing is that they claim that the major cause of the current economic problem is the collapse of the housing market and And that's why last October they had to have that $700 billion, you know, so that we could do something about it. Well, 4 months has gone by. They've steadfastly refused to do anything. They couldn't even give away the full $700 billion. They had $350 left over for Obama. Isn't that nice? But they couldn't give the money away because there wasn't the problem. Why do we have difficulty getting loans? Because the Federal Reserve is paying interest on reserves that are left with them, and they've gone from about $8 billion deposited by the banks with the Federal Reserve to almost $500 billion, and with the leverage process that's available, it means they've taken almost $5 trillion out of the lending pool, so there isn't money to lend by the small banks, and the large banks have plenty of money, but they're not going to lend it because they want to bring the economy down. But they can't tell the American people that, oh, no, the banks don't have any money, and, oh, gee, they don't have any money. How could they be lending? They just let Southwest Airlines, you know, $300 million, but it was a 10.5% interest. They've got plenty of money. They can leverage and create money out of nothing. But they're intentionally creating this crisis, not only here but throughout the world. And then they're giving us all the reasons, oh, my goodness, we don't know what to do. How could we possibly do anything with those mortgage loans? How would we value them? We might pay too much for them, or we might pay too little for them. Oh, that wouldn't be fair. So we're just going to spend another 6 months or a year or 3 years or 5 years. 10,000 people a day are getting foreclosure notices, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all part of their diabolical plan. What you want to do, of course, is go after the banks who issued these loans, Morgan, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, but they're all part of the Trilateral Commission. They're not going to be held for the fraudulent activity and for destroying our economy and the lives of our people. Nobody's ever suggested that. Or maybe they're going after with criminal charges the people who gave these mortgage bonds, AAA rating, Standard & Poor, Moody's. Where are we talking about going after the people who created the problem and making them buy back the fraudulent loans? They've got trillions of dollars salted away. But, of course, they're going to take it from the American taxpayers. And I think we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth in history. What do you think, Patrick?
Generally speaking, we have. And this is not the transfer of public wealth to private hands is not a new phenomena, for sure. It's been going on for, for a very long time, certainly precedes in 1973. But since 1973, I think this practice has probably been institutionalized in a way that was never done before. And what we've seen over the last, it's been increasing, I should say, over the last 30-plus years, is that the transfer of money from public hands to private hands has just skyrocketed. And now they're doing it with impunity, right out in the open. For instance, the $700 billion bank bailout, only half of that's been used, but the money went into the big banks, and nobody can really account for where they lost some $80 billion along the way. There's no accountability for it. The transfer of wealth is absolutely amazing that these people have gotten away with what they have. But, basically, for the American people, they have no right to our treasury. None whatsoever. They're a lobbying type of an organization, in one sense, that they will always try to cut the best deal they can, from the government so that they can extract the maximum amount of money from our treasury. And the taxpayers bear the burden of this. And, we've come to a place now where so much wealth has been transferred out of our hands that Americans are finding themselves in a dirt poor condition. they're losing their homes, like you said. They're losing their jobs. They're just being driven down into the ground because there's nothing left. We're being reduced to ashes economically.
Well, my fear is they're going to destroy the value of the currency, and that they know exactly what they're doing.
I believe they do to a very large extent, and And I view the economic crisis a little bit, a little bit like the sport of skiing. If you take a very difficult slope, which we're on right now for sure, and you put an expert skier and a novice skier at the top of one of these very difficult slopes, the novice skier will get about 50 feet, fall and break his neck, and that would be the end of him. An expert skier doesn't know what's ahead necessarily on the slope. He knows there's going to be different conditions, maybe some trees or whatever. But when he takes off down the hill, having the practice and the skill of being, a top-notch skier, he's able to navigate through the difficult spots and or sometimes impossible spots in the jumps to make it to the bottom of the hill without any damage. And this is how many of these financial types operate. They have more skill at crisis management than anybody else around. And so they're able to navigate the landmines and the problems and stuff that come along in ways that you and I do not simply have. We simply don't have access to those techniques and resources. So a crisis comes along, probably Humpty Dumpty was pushed, but a crisis comes along, things are spinning out of control in different places in the world, and yes, some of the global leaders suffering some amount of short-term pain, but they know how to manage the crisis. They are managing the crisis.
Hold that thought with you back at this moment. Pat Wood, welcome your call here.
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 3-spot per day special. Or double your spots to 6 spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our no-frills 1360 advertising special, 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576. And tell me you want that no-frills, tax-deductible, beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Pat Wood of the August Review, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. And Patrick, I'd like you to tell our listeners about your work at August Review, about your geostrategic, anyway, you know the exact title of it, strategies, geostrategic strategies, and of course, how they can get more information.
Well, Dr. Stan, our website that deals with globalization and the Trilateral Commission, which is very unique, I think, in the terms of internet content or content on the internet, is www.augustreview.com. It's a completely free website. We want all comers to come and get educated on what globalization is, who the Trilateral Commission is. We have a membership list published on our homepage of the current members of the Trilateral Commission. And my premium site, which looks forward in time, deals somewhat with investments, with politics, and with economics. Trend analysis, if you will, is geostrategictrends.com. And that is a low-cost subscription website. But we try and answer the question that people ask all the time, Dr. Stan, is what can I do to stay out of harm's way with all the chaos going on around us?
And believe me, the chaos is going to get worse and worse as far as I can see, because everything we're doing is going to make matters worse. It's like fighting a fire with gasoline. You know you're going to get burned, and I'm afraid an awful lot of people are going to be wiped out before this is over, if people who are not acting. And you can't just fall back on the old idea as well. I'm going to get into something safe, you know, like a good corporate bond and a good corporation, then I'll be fine. Something safe, and well, we're living in times where you're going to have to begin thinking outside the box. Anyway, what sort of response are you getting from people you're talking to across the nation? Where do you think that we're heading? We're told, you know, they're going to create 4 million new jobs for us. That's what our the stimulus bill is going to do. It's going to bring 4 million jobs. And I don't see that it's going to bring 4 million jobs. There's no way. Any jobs that are created are just temporary jobs until the money runs out. But, I mean, can you cure a problem by simply throwing out $800 billion? I mean, we just put out $700 billion, and they couldn't even spend all of it. What are we going to do with this $800
billion? Well, it's probably just flat wrong to continue to call this a stimulus bill. It's a spending bill. And, you know, this is part of the doublethink that we've been warned about, you know, the dual definition of a single word. They say stimulus. They don't mean stimulus. They mean spending. And this is the largest socialistic and social engineering spending package that's ever been created in the history of our country. And you know, the vast majority of it is just absolute pork, spending things that have been stuck in here and there by various elected representatives, I might add, along the way. The feeding frenzy of lobbyists that is created in Washington is the greatest in the history of our country. Obama pledged to keep the influence of lobbyists away from Washington, and yet he has called them down like a pack of flock of vultures to lobby to get their constituents things put into this so-called stimulus bill. But it's not a stimulus bill, and it will not create anywhere near the jobs that they say it's going to create. In fact, some early analysis now, people are actually reading the bill, are saying that it may actually just be a net wash of jobs and do nothing but just drive us further into debt.
Well, where is the money coming from? I mean, nobody ever asked, where is this $800 billion coming from? Where is the $700 billion that they've given to the banks, or at least...
Well, here's the rub. There's only two ways that the government gets money. One is that the Federal Reserve creates it out of thin air. And the other is that the Treasury sells its obligations, the Treasury bills and bonds, to investors directly who are willing to shoulder the risk and get the interest off of it. I think the other shoe that's going to drop sometime this year, maybe later this year, is going to be the fact that foreign investors and large investors are going to reject United States obligations, and they're going to see at some point the risk is being too high to hold them because of the risk of default, and our debt is going to be repudiated throughout the world by the investment community. If this happens, the Fed only has one last option to do, and that is to create money out of thin air. Now, in order to do this, though, the Fed has to be a healthy organization. At this time, the Fed is not a healthy organization. They've assumed all of these bad debts on their asset balance sheet. And honestly, I think the Fed is running a risk right now of having its own crisis, a banking crisis, if you will. And there's building pressure in the among some in Congress to abolish the Fed. I think the pressure is going to come, going to come to the surface on that. And so the Fed is not like the Fed was maybe 30 years ago, where it had a stronger balance sheet to do these kinds of things. Bottom line is, Obama can bluster for the stimulus bill all he wants, but they haven't spent it yet, and they haven't even gotten the cash to spend yet. And if the international community says, we're not giving you the money will not be spent. Just that simple. So, we've got the bill now. It's been passed. But we don't have the money for it. The money hasn't been raised. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the balance of this year.
Well, we were talking about a $1.2 trillion deficit for the year 2009, ends in October. But now with this other $800 billion, we're talking about a $2 trillion deficit. And nobody ever asks, where's the money coming from? Well, we'll simply borrow the money. Well, you can't keep borrowing money. We're already the largest debtor nation in the world. And of course, what happens if all the people that have lent us money, China and Japan and the oil company, the oil producing nations, what happens if they start pulling their money out of America? They've got trillions of dollars, at least $2.5 trillion invested here in our banks. What happens if they just pull us out and start buying up our industries? And what people don't understand is certainly between a quarter and a half percent of our industries have been bought by other countries, and of course, say Westinghouse is not an American company anymore. It's a Japanese company, and the profits are taken back to Japan. Looks to me like we're well on our way to becoming a third world nation. Could that really happen in America?
We are headed in that direction, it would seem at this point. Where the economic meltdown ends is anybody's guess, but until the government gets out of the way, unless these banks just fail, they deserve to fail, we're not going to get any lasting resolution to build ourselves back up again. And I should point out, Dr. Stan, that just yesterday it was released in Europe. A paper was released in Europe.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll take it as soon as we get back here. American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air because they care.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you have a question for our guest, Patrick Wood. We're talking about the problem that we have. Patrick, you were just starting to say about an article that recently been published.
I'm sorry, Dr. Stan.
Oh, you were starting to say something before we went to the break.
Yes, exactly. It's just been released in a newspaper in Great Britain that the level of toxic assets on banks in Great Britain and the European Union now stand at $22 trillion. This is a shocker because the recent official estimates have been, you know, $2 trillion, $3 trillion maybe worldwide, including all of the American assets as well. So now they're saying that $22 trillion is at risk in Europe, and the United States, actually the IMF, the International Monetary Fund itself, said that that British banks only have 75% as much exposure as we do. So by extrapolation, you know, one might figure that we have approximately $30 trillion of bad assets sitting on the books of banks in our country. The Wells Fargo's, the Bank of America's, the Chase's, and so on, J.P. Morgan's, and if that's the case, if we're really facing, somewhere along the lines of $30 trillion here in our country, throwing $500 billion at the problem is just—it's a joke, Dr. Stan. It can't possibly work. It's like spitting into the Atlantic Ocean. You're not going to raise the level of the ocean by spitting into it. And so if you take Europe and the United States together, you're looking at some $50 trillion of bad assets currently on the balance sheets of these banks, and our government is saying that it's going to start buying these assets and so on to save the banks. Well, if they're not prepared to spend $20 or $30 trillion to buy these assets, they're simply not going to have an effect. It's just not going to have an effect at all. And as these things are disclosed, or more carefully disclosed, and come to light as economists start to look at stuff, you're going to see articles coming out saying it's an impossible task. It's an absolutely impossible task. Government cannot rise to the level to save the banking system as it exists in the world today. It just can't.
Other than, of course, to destroy the value of the currency, and then you can pay off the $30 trillion with worthless dollars. That's a great, and everything's fine except currency, money loses its value, and it's like Zimbabwe all over again.
Well, there will be a starting over again at some point, and I have a backup theory, if I will, that has some evidence to it at this point, and that is that many of the big banks, for instance, J.P. Morgan, is also considered a bullion bank, as a gold bullion bank. They deal in tremendous volumes of gold around the world in international transactions. And I do believe at the end of this, as all of these fiat currencies fail, and just evaporate, if you will, that there will be a call for and a return to a gold standard. But the gold in the world has been transferred from public hands into private hands over the last 30 years. And I think we're going to see a resurfacing of gold as an important monetary asset. And when the J.P. Morgans of the world step up and say, oh, well, you know, we have, 15% of the world's gold supply in our vaults right now. We can help out. I think they're thinking forward, to the time when things will be, smoke and ashes, and, they will have the resources to create, a global system that they and they alone control.
But of course, the thing is that these are the people who created this problem. These are the people who bundled the faulty, defective mortgages that they knew were going to fail and put them into bonds and got them AAA rated and sold them to unsuspecting people throughout the world.
Yes.
If you have a copy of that article that you were just talking about the, about the $30 trillion throughout Europe, I would love to get a copy of it.
I will send it on to you.
But I would love to see
that. Right after the show.
And I think people have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything going on today has been carefully planned and conceived. But they're trying to give you the impression we're doing something about it. That's what Henry Paulson said last October. You've got to give me the money so I can take care of the failing home mortgages, and bail out that keep people in their homes. And he was lying, because he hasn't done anything. And they're not intending to do anything. And until people understand that this is all a charade, oh, my goodness, we're going to spend all this money, we're going to solve the problem. No, they're not trying to solve the problem, because they are going to use this to bring about their new world order, their new world economic system, their new world currency.
They have an end game in sight that we don't see. And their end game, as we alluded to earlier, is to usher our country into a global socialistic model. We call it a combination of socialism and fascism, where they are in control of the economic system of the world and they are in control of the political system of the world. This is their end game. It's by and large been hidden from the United States, not from citizens. There's a lot of public information to support this, but they're being very careful to let to keep people from connecting the dots. And their end game is different than ours. Ours is to restore our banking system, to restore our mortgage system, and so on, and somewhat our prosperity. That's our end game. It has nothing to do with theirs. Theirs is merciless. It's deliberate. And they're the ones right now that are in power, again, who are controlling our government and, to a great extent, influencing our Congress.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's so vitally important. At least our listeners have an idea of what's going on. I appreciate everything you do. Once again, why don't you get your websites out there and help tell people how to get in touch with you?
Right. Dr. Stan, it's www.augustreview.com, where people can learn about the Trilateral Commission and about globalization. And www.geostrategictrends.com is a forecasting service that I have to help people stay out of harm's way as we go through this. It's a crazy world. And I'm terming our site Intelligence for the Rest of Us. Well, they've got control of the intelligence community in America. We need intelligence for the rest of us.
God bless. Thanks very much. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
RDS Environmental 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette takes this very special time out to remind all drivers to drive carefully. Drive as though your life depended upon it. Remember, when a car strikes a car, that's an accident, but when a car strikes a person, that's a tragedy. So drive safely this year. That message courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Pat Wood. His information is valid. We recommend it to you. And then, of course, if you have not yet read my November and December 2008 newsletters dealing with the financial crisis and how it was contrived and what they have intend to destroy the economy of this nation, they're up on my website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We hope to have the January newsletter out in the not-too-distant future. And it's all done. It's just a matter of getting it edited and printed up. And then, of course, if you'd like to know more, you can get our talk. It was given about 3 years ago, called The Financial Tsunami. But everything we predicted has come to pass. The DVDs available, the syllabus that goes with this would give you the background of the documentation about the last shoe to drop. And that, of course, is the derivative market, which was specifically designed to destroy our economy. Because it's somewhere between 600 trillion and 1 quadrillion, or even new figures say 1.1 quadrillion dollars. Now, people can't even understand a trillion, much less a quadrillion. And yet that's what they've done. And for J.P. Morgan Chase holds probably at least $80 trillion of derivatives. They're the people who created this whole thing. And they're the people who intend to bring it down. And when you get the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, the 87 members, who do you think is a membership list? Why, Mr. Dimon, Jamie Dimon, of course, the president, CEO, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the people from Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, all the people who created the problem on this little group who controls the media, who controls our reality, and is intent upon the destruction of America. You need to get my pamphlets entitled The History of Money, What You Should Know, and The Financial Meltdown. And then these are probably 50, 60 page little pamphlets. Important information you need to have to survive. We carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We carry the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy. And lastly, The Fiat Money Inflation in France. It's a story written 100 years ago by the dean of Cornell University about what happened after the French Revolution, when they did exactly what we did and, of course, kept printing more and more and more and more credit and money in an effort to maintain prosperity. And eventually, of course, the whole system collapsed and they had a new government, a new dictator. His name was Napoleon Bonaparte. People don't understand history because they've been deliberately dumbed down. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't seen the great new DVD we have, The Eye of the Phoenix, you need to get it. It goes into the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill, put there by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president who packed the Supreme Court with Masons to take God and prayer out of our schools, because Franklin Delano Roosevelt was deeply involved with the occult, with Satanism, as was his wife, as have so many of our presidents been. And that's why you have to understand that behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. To hear my talk on the forbidden secret with the syllabus, you need to have the documentation. You need to be able to understand it. And of course, go to their website, LuciusTrust.org, the Lucifer Publishing House. Now, dressed it up, people don't like the word Lucifer, so they call it Lucius. But they're the ones who run the prayer room at the United Nations. And, of course, what they're praying for is a new world order, a new satanic world order, to install their leader. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused...